Of Al Sapol for the Logan City Council Library's Oral History Project. The date is the 23rd of July 1998. The interviewer is Jeff Rickett. Al, sir, can I start off with asking you, how are you related to the Mays family?
Okay, my father's name is Eric Mays, and his wife Ethel was the grandson of the original settlers, John and Emily. So when John and Emily, then to my grandfather Josiah and his wife Daisy, then to my father Eric and his wife Ethel, and then me. So I'm great-granddaughter of John and Emily.
Right. And you grew up in the Kingston area. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I'm one of each, an older sister and older brother.
Right. Growing up in the Kingston area, you were very aware of the Mays Cottage, and in fact you lived in a house next to the Mays Cottage, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. There's probably a couple of, maybe 300 yards or something between the two houses, so they weren't, you know, like they are today, close by. But yeah, we were next door, probably next door to Mays Cottage.
Where exactly was that house in relation to Mays Cottage?
On the corner of Mays Avenue and Kingston Road. Mays Avenue sort of ran down the side of it about, I don't know, 10 or 20 yards to the side of the house. And that's where it was situated. When Mum and Dad sold it, then it was shifted to, I think, Lately. It went to Lately. Somebody came and transported it up to there.
And when you were living in that other house at Kingston, who was living at the cottage itself?
As a child, my grandparents.
Right. Yeah. And did you spend much time at the cottage?
Yeah. Well, we went there mostly every day.